Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that's big. God's plan is big. They are ginormous for you. Guys, we're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, coaching you to help you to live your best life. And so what you got to do right now, if you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We have been talking about how to get time on your side so you can live the life you really want. It's Financial Freedom Friday, guys, and you got to come on in the queue because we have to discuss this. We got to review. We have to communicate with each other because you know what? I got a whole new revelation, even myself, going down this journey with you. As we're here, we're in Naples, Florida at another beautiful golf resort. Robert, Kaden, and I, and here for our mastermind. You know, as you continue to grow in your business, you always have to keep coaching and mentoring close by. And but when you go from different levels to different levels, the learning, the conversations, they totally change. And I'm looking up and I'm saying, wow, I could remember maybe about not even 9-10 years ago, on a day like this, a Friday, I would have been getting ready to go to the salon knowing I had at least 12, even probably 14 hours of work ahead of me on my feet, maybe not taking lunch. And I said, how did I end up here? And it's so clear. It's crystal clear. And I've been talking about it all the time here at Power Start Your Day. But hopefully you get it today. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Psalms 90:12. This is our foundational scripture for the week, and we got to close it out with this because it's a prayer. And I got to go on, and we got to go to the Lord first because I know that there are some people who probably still haven't gotten it. They say, I understand, but they're still not willing to do what it takes to be financially free. Let's go to the Lord together, family. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. This is such a beautiful day that you've made. We're going to rejoice and we're so glad we're here in the land of the living. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for that gift of choice. And we are choosing you. We're seeking your kingdom and your righteousness so that everything you intended will be added to us, to our lives. Dear Lord, we're thanking you right now for your Holy Spirit. Let him take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. We're also giving him full permission to take over our minds. Let our hearts be the driver of what we do each and every day, removing every obstacle. We're thanking you right now that every stumbling block is being removed so we can go out there, not so we can be free. We're so clear for us to free others. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, for all the great exploits we're doing in your name. We'll never forget who you are and who we are and what do you mean to us and our business. We want to honor you, not with just the fruit of our lips, but all of our works. We bless your holy name, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, obviously, you know, I'm trying not to be as, you know what, how I am every day, because we're here at the golf resort. We're sitting right on the beach, and a lot of people are still asleep. Or they may be getting ready to go on the green. This is a resort where a lot of people who are financially free frequent. And we're here learning about business, how to take the lives of others to the next level. So as we read our scripture on today, Psalms 90:12, it says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, we always talk about building our businesses with the heart and not the head. Most all of us are always in the head, even when we are out prospecting or sharing our information, exposing. We get so caught up in the money that can be made instead of the lives that can be changed. I'm going to say this one more time. Because when we are starting to discuss the heart, that's where God lives. That is where we connect with the Holy Spirit. And wisdom can come from no one but God through the Holy Spirit. And God's most precious commodity and his whole reason for sending his son Jesus Christ to save us was not for us to be able to shine on stage, was not for us to be able to say, hey, look at me. It was for us to have an abundant life. And the only way to have that is through helping other people achieve what they need in their life. We talk about this all the time, not chasing the paper, but helping people. If your days are filled with being a solution, with helping people, you'll never have to worry about money. Now, there are some people who pretend that that's why they do what they do. Until you see them grow a little bit, and then they start even acting a little funny, even to the people who helped them. Those people who would say, I'm just trying to help people, they can leverage you as long as you need to be leveraged. I need you guys to hear me. If every day you can wake up with a pure heart and clean hands and go out there and share what you have in the best way you can, people will see your heart and they'll forget what you have in your head. They will feel your energy of sincerity. And now as you're practicing to get paid, you will now begin to free some people. I share this all the time about Robert and I's story, that you don't have to be broke to be broken. Our opportunity of network marketing, there are a lot of people who just want to be in a space of fulfillment. See, for those who probably never had a lot of money, they think that money is going to fulfill them. But I need you guys to know ahead of time, I wish that there were so many people. Thank God I had a mom like what I have. Thank God that I'm grounded in such a great church. Thank God that I've had God-fearing mentors that would not allow me to get off a track or focus, that everything you do, you should always be cognizant of how you affect people, how you impact people. And this will keep you on your game. This will keep you in a place where you will study to show thyself approved. This will keep you in a place where doing the things that most people feel like is picking up bricks, like just getting up every day and doing their 5-5-5, it will no longer be a struggle. It will no longer be so hard. And then now you'll look up one day and now here you are, financially free, because God said, you know what? You was a good steward over the little bit I gave you, the time. You didn't know what to do with time in the beginning. But once you gain the heart of wisdom and you begin to use your time to go to work or where I am, the best way you can, now I can expand your territory. Now I can give you more. And you'll now become a master of much. I need you guys to pay attention. Very close attention. Your calendar by now. We're going into the fifth day of the assignment of looking at your calendar. 24 hours. The same way how God has no respect to a person, there's no minute that's greater than the next. There's no hour that's greater than the next. It's all about what we choose to do with those minutes that turns into hours, that turns into days, that turns into months, that turns into years. That's our life. That's our life. If we will truly just ask God, give us the mind of Christ. And when he came, he said, I'm about my Father's business. I'm only doing what he told me to do. I only do what I saw him doing. This is what our brother Jesus Christ told us. And I'm telling you right now that when I got that, and every day I began to look up, and every day I'm getting up to say, what can I do for you, Lord, and your people? That's the only thing that you can do for God, is bring more people to a place of abundance. God does not need anything from us, but the only way people get to know, see, and believe that there is an abundant life available to them is through us. When you're offering your network marketing opportunity, I'm not telling you go out there and evangelize, because when you start opening your mouth and you're coming from a pure place, the person can tell you're genuine. It's something different about you. It's not all about you trying to sell somebody. It's not all about you trying to convince or manipulate somebody. They can say, you know what, even if you're brand new, there was still something about that person. That gentleman or that young lady is going places. Doors will open up for you if you start opening the door for others. Giving people an opportunity for their life to go to the next level. I need us to come in on the queue on this morning, and I want to hear, what have you done? You've had from Monday to Thursday. Now we're here at Financial Freedom Friday. I need to know, what do you see? What has God told you about what you've been doing with your time, and what could you do differently? It's extremely important you participate. Play full out talking about this time, because let me tell you something. I don't care how rich or how poor someone else is in the world. The sun rises and sets for every single one of us the same. The sun does not say, oh, I'm going to give you a little bit more just because. That's the same way God is. It's about what we do when the sun goes up. And what have we done by the time the sun is going down? You can command getting time on your side. Good morning, family. Good morning. 718, last 4-4177. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you?
Hey, Barbara. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, this series has been so impactful for me. They all are. I must say that every time, but it really has set me back to reevaluate, you know, my DMO, my calendar is full. And I really try to have a full calendar. In fact, if it's not full for next week, at this point, I'm feeling like I haven't done enough. But you made me think. You made me think that there's something missing. And so I have been reevaluating is the only way I can come up with it to explain it, and just trying to see where I can stretch time a little bit, where I can do a little more. And so I have found some things that have helped to just give me, free up my time a little bit so I can do more. Mm-hmm. And that's been, I've been really praying on this. And I feel a little stuck.
Mm-hmm. I hear it. And Barbara, let me tell you something. Getting stuck is not an issue. It's just staying stuck. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is where you will get specific in asking God. Show me. See, we'll go into thinking when we need to go into prayer and say, Lord, show me where you need to be, me to be working right here. Sometimes it's right before our eyes. Like literally this morning, I went down for coffee and I came up and I was on the wrong floor. I went to the wrong room. I was on the wrong floor. It looks like the same door, but it was the wrong room. I was on the wrong floor. And I was knocking on the door. And I began to knock even a little harder, like, what is wrong with them? And then I looked to the side and said, it looks like a white door, but it's not. There are a lot of us who are doing our business, and we're saying, I am doing exactly what I'm being told to do. And then when God will show you, no, I'm not. I'm not coming from the purest place possible. I'm still in a place of a little bit of anxiety of, Lord, when is it going to be the breakthrough for me? When is it going to be my time? This is being when you get down and you get so, so raw with God. So raw with him. These recent weeks, there has been such a shift in my spirit. And I'm saying, Lord, what is happening? I'm not feeling the same in this place as I used to. I'm not doing. And then he broke me down and showed me some things. And I said, thank you. The Holy Spirit does not just comfort. He corrects and directs, but we have to give him permission to do so. Most of us will say God, we will say Jesus, but we will not call on our helper. Holy Spirit, have your way. Because most of us feel like I'm not truly familiar with him, but he wants to be familiar with us. Break down before the breakthrough. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your honesty. All the time, Barbara. You are going to have such a phenomenal life. I'm excited for you. We're at 318, last four, 9020. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
It's Monica from Louisiana.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
I am well. When I tell you, you at my front door. I went ahead and let you in because I said, Lord, this is what I've been struggling with. I've been, I'm good when it comes to the financial aspects of my life. You know, I'm real disciplined. But when it comes to my time, I get to a place to where I'm consistent with it. And then when I feel like I'm overwhelmed or something, then I get distracted. And so I know you always teach us to pay attention to those that's doing what you want so you can make sure you can follow the system. Like I told you, I've been following, watching, like, how she handled this, how she handled that. Long story short, we have an accountability going on in our office. And so me and my other success business partner has been working hard together. And so it's starting to take notice inside of the office. And so every morning we have to give account to each other for the office thing that we have going on. But anyway, one morning we had got there, we have a strategic time that we have to get there. And so one up was like, well, I'm doing my laundry. And so it's like the Holy Spirit checked me. It was like, okay, is that what we're supposed to be doing in the morning? Is that something we can, you know, do in the afternoon? And so I started really evaluating myself. And I said, okay, like, I like doing my hair, so I get caught up in it instead of going and taking care of my business or what I need to take care of. But I tell you, God has spoke to my heart when you said that you are not being obedient to God. And then there was another young lady that said that, with insubordination. I said, oh, Lord. Y'all in my front door. I thank God. I'm coming over. Coming through for my breakthrough. I thank you for this week, and I appreciate you. Okay, that's all I got.
God bless you. God bless you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Even as I was just sharing with you guys, and it's a new project that I'm working on, and I kept hearing my coach say, he said it to me at least 5 times, there's never going to be the perfect time for you to do what you need to do. You have to command the time. He said, I'm telling you right now, it's never going to be the perfect time. And he's looking at me and I'm saying, well, it's been time and I'm doing what I need to do. I'm productive in this area, but there are some things I know I should be doing. And he's like, it's never going to be the perfect time. Nicole, it's never going to be the perfect time to do what you need to do. You just got to do it. 706, last 4-1360. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. How you doing?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
This is Jerry Walker from Alabama.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm really thankful for the calls, as always. More than ever thankful for God for leading me and guiding me into all truth, as the Holy Spirit does. If I could do, I've been just staying consistent and posting. I do a lot of posting online and social media and things of that nature. And I stay motivating my team. I send out text messages to them every morning trying to motivate them to get them to make sure they staying excited about the business and everything, keeping their minds on the right track and constantly motivating them to at least talk to 5 people a day, expose at least 5 people a day. It don't matter if they are dough greed or wherever you at, just talk to somebody about credit. And I feel like I need, if I could do anything more, it would be to be in the streets more. Because, you know, a lot of people, it's good to post things on social media, but that one-on-one talk is a lot better. And I'm just really praying and seeking God right now because I'm still on the other people's job. So I'm waiting for him to open the door so I can get these folks their job back and I can concentrate more on my business and just grow it, to be out there in the streets one-on-one talking with people, helping people, serving people. So I think that's what I need to do more of. Do you have any pointers on how to keep your business to grow?
Listen, as soon as you said that, I'm saying, listen, when you are learning a new skill, you can't abandon the skill that you know how to do. You have to, while you're learning that new skill, you still have to do what you know how to do. One thing about online, offline, by the time you get the person, what you got to remember is that whoever's online is still a person offline. They're still that person that you could have met them on social media, but they're the person that you could have bumped into at the grocery store. You probably walked by them and you didn't know that they were even in your social media friends list. This is what I need you guys to understand, that you have to do a combination. You have to do a combination. Some people get so caught up in becoming somebody else. You're seeing other people having success in one area, and then you figure, like, that's all I need to be doing is what they're doing, because you're chasing their life instead of building your own. What we need to do is, when we're doing social media, even when you're meeting people offline, invite them even into your social media world. Hey, let's connect on Facebook. Let's connect on Instagram as well. You can continue to build up your following, but you did meet them offline. There are people waiting for them to become an online guru before they build their business. My first $1 million came totally offline. I never knew anything about online. I started doing more online since I've been, probably with the last 2 or 3 years. I have been seven-figure earner for 10 years going close to now, okay? I need you guys to get that out of your head, that the only way you're going to be successful is online, but it is a way to, I would say, speed up the success. But guess what? You got to practice how to communicate, how to build rapport, how to connect with people offline, because guess what's going to happen after that person joined your business? Y'all coming offline. You're now their upline. You're now their partner. You're now their person who's guiding them through whatever product or service you have. So you still have to gain your offline muscle. They are both necessary. There's never going to be a replacement for real touch with human beings. Never going to be. So we have to do both. So while you're learning online, while it's building up, because it takes a little time to build up, you might do a post and get a ton of likes, a ton of people asking for info, but then those people don't join immediately. That should not discourage you if you're doing your 555 offline as well. You have to do both. While people are thinking, like, I'm working, this is my income-producing activity because I'm posting. If you're brand new, you're not getting the high engagement, they need to see consistency from you online first. So while that's building up, you're doing your 555, and then do it on ground, too, so you can keep your motivation up. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Your leaders need to see you having success in order to also keep them motivated. If I was here talking about how you can be financially free and I was still in the same place, you wouldn't believe me. You wouldn't believe me that you can only do but so long shooting jargon that there's no fruit from. Get out there and do what you know how to do while you're building up a new skill. Last caller for the morning, Financial Freedom Friday. We are talking about time so we can live the life that we want. Good morning, 503, last 40853.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Jackson.
Good morning.
It's Talonda Newborn from Portland, Oregon.
Hey,
I am good. Thank you so much. I just wanted to get on. I've been getting on the calls now for, oh, goodness, a couple of months. And I have just been listening, and I have been taking in, and I am just so appreciative of everything that you've taught and the other testimonies and the endurance that I've heard many of the other really amazing business or entrepreneurs get on and share their trials and tribulations and overcoming different obstacles. Tomorrow, I will be the first person in my family to graduate from college. And so I have been getting up with you guys. It's not been easy getting up at 5 o'clock, Portland time. But I tell you, the discipline that I have received and the encouragement that you guys have given me has been, you know, truly, truly just, there's really no words to really put it into context. So I just wanted to get on. I've been hesitant to jump in the queue because I really wanted to be, I wanted to value your time and the other people's time as well. So I didn't want to just get on and not have anything to share because I'm not connected to the business. But again, I just wanted to just, like I said, just get on and just thank you guys truly from the bottom of my heart, because there were days truly where I was weary and kind of wanted to, you know, stand back or not do my best, if you will. And you guys really just day in and day out really gave me everything that I needed to persevere and continue and just really make it through. So just wanted to get on again and just express my sincere gratitude for everything that you guys have really just poured out on these calls. They've just been, you know, really, really impactful in my life, and I can't say thank you enough. So thank you.
You are so, so, so welcome. Congratulations. That is so huge to be the first of anything, creating a way, giving other people hope. It was my husband the other day that started bringing to my attention some things that I'm the first of, and I didn't even know. Like, he's like, you know, you're the first African-American to do this. You know, you're the first African-American. I was like, no, I didn't even pay attention to that. I'm just doing what I need to be doing. And I'm going to tell you this. I can identify with you in saying it gets hard being the first to break ground, do something that people around you have never done. Is difficult, but it's so worth it. Let that not be the first thing, you're the last thing you're the first of. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. When you get that degree, all you need to remember is how am I using this to impact people? Much more than just being able to say I have a degree, it's what am I doing? Now that you're hearing from entrepreneurs and you're hearing it's going to be hard even if you get a job, see how you can use that degree to impact people in the biggest way. And entrepreneurship is the biggest way. Even if you may have to get a job in the beginning, but let your end goal be how can you impact people in the biggest way where you're making the best of your time. God bless you. Congratulations. I'm very excited. You're so welcome. Anytime I hear people doing something and pushing through and there's no one really around them to be able to say, I know where you are. I know where you're going. I've been in that place, I can't tell you, so many times. We're in this mastermind here with multiple seven-figure earners in this mastermind, and obviously our challenges may be a little different than some people, but then some of our challenges are exactly the same as any person. And the common denominator at the table was, we know it's all about helping people. I'm going to tell you this, when you're on the way, and if you're like, I'm in a place where I need help myself, I can't think about helping people, I'm drowning or I've fallen and I can't get up. That's not true. You could literally help yourself up by understanding first, it's not about you. It never was. It never will be. Jesus Christ showed us that perfectly. He didn't have to die on the cross for us. It definitely wasn't about him being humiliated, going down like that, and he was the King of Kings. Family. Let's go out there and build up some people today. If you're doing posts, why don't you do a quick video? Tell them how you're feeling today. Let them get a chance to know you. Tell them to plug in and inbox you or say, hey, I'm feeling the same way. You'll be surprised on how you can connect even by just inserting a little bit about you. I see so many people on our social media feeds where they're putting on a facade that everything is all right when everyone knows everything is not all right. If we were just to be real, do you know how many more people you could attract? And then now, guess what? You'll be released where now when you're belly to belly in person, you'll still be that real person. Don't ever think that what you have or who you are now is not good enough for you to step into true financial freedom. Guys, this has been great for me. We're going to head on out to the beach for a little bit before we head on our flight back to Atlanta. I'm so grateful. That was my prayer. I'm like, Lord, if I could just have my family with me, Robert and Kate, and they back there snoring, you probably could hear them. But we go head on out to the beach and just only be thinking about how now, again, us as a family can continue to impact people. Let's train our kids up with that as well. Teach them that that's what it's about from the beginning. Why? Because you know better now. So it's time for us to do better. You guys have a blessed, blessed, and prosperous weekend.